I Dive Into You by Sammy Zaz. Read by Rose. The summer temperatures are oppressive, and when the air conditioning in the Musain goes out in the middle of a heat wave, Andros is unable to do anything but agree when Korfiok plaintively asks whether they couldn't end the meeting early and take advantage of his apartment complex's swimming pool. They all disperse to their own places to retrieve swim trunks and towels and convene in a half an hour at Korfiok's place. And then it's a race to get changed and be the first to cannonball into the miraculously empty pool. Andros doesn't race, just follows the others and slips into the pool, ducking down to wet his hair and then flinging it back out of his face when he rises. Jolie's got a rubber cap on and a pair of goggles that make him look bug-eyed. Korfiok and Baharil are fighting to be the first up the ladder onto the high dive. Busey is floating in the shallow end, looking vaguely concerned. Eponine and Cosette and Musaketa are sitting on the pool's edge, dipping their toes into the water, leaning back onto their elbows to get some tanning in, and shooting glares at any of the boys who dare venture too close with looks of mischief in their eyes. Grantaire had been wrestling with Shehan in the deep end, clambering to get on top of each other and force the other underwater, off to the side where they're out of the way of the high dive. But now Jehan's doing lazy backstroke laps, and Grantaire is nowhere to be seen. And Andros is just frowning and wondering if he slinked off to feel sorry for himself, or sneak a drink when something grabs his calf beneath the water. Andros whips around and kicks out automatically, his heart racing. Grantaire bursts up through the surface and sucks in huge lungfuls of air, and then rubs the back of his knuckles against his cheek. "Ow!" he says plaintively, frowning at Andros.
"Roughhousing in pools is dangerous, Ar."
Grantaire gives a sharp laugh. "I don't see you kicking any of the others in the face for it." He gestures across the pool, indicating the others who are, to be fair, all engaging in various forms of roughhousing and horseplay.
"You startled me,"
Andros says, as close to an apology as he is able to make.
"That was the point."
Grantaire sinks down so that only his head remains above the water, his hair plastered in wet curls against his neck and the sides of his face.
"I suppose I should have expected you to be vicious about it." "It was an accident, Ar."
Grantaire's lips quirk. "I know. Serves me right to try and get you to loosen up and have a little fun. My mistake." He drifts backwards, kicking lazily, and before Andros can say anything after him, rolls over onto his stomach and swims over to where Korfiok is wagering with Baharil over who can do the most somersaults in one dive. Despite that, Grantaire sneaks up on him and grabs him twice more throughout the afternoon, until Andros stops being startled by it and just kicks out when he feels those strong fingers curling around his calf or ankle or knee. He doesn't hurt Grantaire again, and Grantaire always comes up grinning and cracking jokes about how it should be illegal for someone to look so serious in a swimming pool in the middle of summer. Finally, Andros is tired of it, and when he sees Grantaire climbing the ladder to the top of the high dive, he's seized by an idea. He lingers at the wall in the deep end until Grantaire jumps and splashes into the water. And then he fills his lungs with air and dives, swimming down the trail of bubbles Grantaire's impact left behind him to where he's still curled in a ball, just starting to stop his descent and start bobbing back up towards the surface far above him. The pressure that deep is enough to make his ears hurt and his head throb, but it's worth it for when he catches Grantaire's arm and Grantaire's eyes fly open, wide and startled. He moves abruptly, uncurling and kicking to bring himself forward, his body coming in against Andros's and a hand tangling in his hair, and before Andros can realize that he's turned the tables, Grantaire pulls him in and kisses him. It's just a gentle press of their lips together, but it shocks the air out of Andros's lungs, bubbles dancing up between them. Grantaire looks as startled as he feels, and then he angles his head and pulls him in again. Kisses him again, all tongues and teeth, and the taste of chlorine on his lips. Andros only breaks away when his chest is burning and the need for air grown desperate. He kicks quickly to the surface, breaks it, gasping for air and his head reeling with much more than just oxygen deprivation. Grantaire surfaces a moment behind him. He keeps low in the water up to his ears and stares at Andros with wide eyes. Andros stares right back at him.
"I thought it would startle you into letting me go," Grantaire says at last.
Andras clears his throat.
Did you know?
It's better than a kick to the face, at least.
Yes.
A slow grin spreads across Grantaire's face. He leans back and kicks away. Come on, Apollo, he calls back to him. If you can catch me, I'll let you get payback. Andras swims after him, swims fast and hard. And when Grantaire blatantly lets him catch him, he's too busy grinning into another kiss to call him on it. The end. Thanks for listening.